And we're back. Better than ever. I hope you woke up with the same... How are you? I hope you woke up with the same spirit. The same spirit of renewal is what I'm talking about. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new opportunity to learn something new. To be spiritually moved and transformed a little more. Every day is an opportunity to draw closer to the source of light of the world and the truth, and to walk deeper in that truth and deeper into freedom and deeper into inner peace and understanding. Oh man, every day is an opportunity. You know, that's the way that I look at life. No matter how dark it gets outside, no matter what's happening, no matter who's saying what to who, no matter how dysfunctional the world is around me and how many dysfunctional people I have to deal with, toxic people, toxic situations, toxic government, toxic policies, divisive policies, unfair, unjust policy, as the world around me falls apart, I'm coming together. I don't know about you. I'm coming together. Every day I come together a little more. What do I mean by that? Well, I solve a little more of the puzzle every day. And I'm going to tell you, my approach to life is puzzle solver. That's why I got into system engineering. That's how I became a systems analyst. That's how I became a system engineer. That's how I got into software architecture, because I love building things and solving puzzles. And I'm here to tell you that if you want to build stuff, you absolutely positively have to understand foundations. And you have to understand foundational truth. If you are a builder of a house, you must understand foundations. And you must have the skills to build a straight and solid foundation on which a house can stand. And if you are a troubleshooter of a house that is experiencing problems, and it can be any kind of house, it could be a human house, it could be a corporate, it could be a company house, it could be a government house, it could be a family house, it could be any kind of house. If you're in any kind of capacity where your responsibility is to troubleshoot problems, to help people overcome their differences and their systematic problems and the bugs in their systems that are preventing them from living up and realizing their full potential in whatever their vocation is, you absolutely, positively will start at their foundation every single time. Real world example. You contact a contractor and say, I've got a wall in my house that has cracks up in the corner and the paint is starting to peel away and I don't know what is happening. I'm here to tell you that an architecturally minded contractor who understands structure and building integrity, the first place he's going to start is in your crawl space, bro. He's going to say, I need to look at the foundation. Is he not? Because builders and architects and system engineers like myself, we understand that every structure starts at the bottom, at the feet. Do you know your own body has a foundation? Did you know that? I'm a self-taught physical therapist also. Do you know your own body has a foundation? Do you know what the foundation of your body is? It's your feet. It's your feet. From your feet, there is a kinetic net web that goes all the way up to the top of your head. And any physical therapist knows this. That if somebody starts having, especially somebody who walks a lot or somebody who runs a lot, if they start having problems in their knees or their hips or their back, you know where the physical therapist looks first? The feet. They check the feet. That's the foundation. The physical therapist checks the foundation. The builder checks the foundation. The system architect checks the foundation. The troubleshooter checks the foundation. We're always checking the foundation to see what the structure is built on. Family counselor. I'm also a family counselor. Do marital counseling. Got a dysfunctional family? You got siblings that can't get along? You got, you know, husband and wife that can't get along? All kinds of toxic dysfunction and division? I want to find out what the foundation the family's built on. And in the case of a family or a government, it's built on the foundation of philosophy and values and principles and morals. That's where you start. Well, what have we built this family on? What are the principal beliefs of the family? What's the system built on? How do the processes work? You know, everybody who understands all of these things I'm saying understands that the foundation is a kinetic origin for the rest of the structure. That's the thing that every structure has in common. Now you know why, if you didn't before, that Jesus Christ said, the wise man builds on the foundation of my wisdom. That man's house will never come down, even under a very powerful storm. But see, there's a proposition here. The foundation has to be one that he built. In fact, the scripture says that any building or any nation or any government that is not built on the foundational truth of God is coming down. Did you know that? The scripture says anything that they have built outside of faith in God, the builders build in vain. You want an example? Tower of Babel. You see, they didn't build that in God's name. They built that in their name. They actually built it to make a name for themselves. That means they built on a very unsteady, unstable, crooked foundation. Do you know why the Lord says, submit to me in all of your ways so I can make straight all of your paths? Do you know he's referring to your foundations there? You can't function in this life. You can't see clearly. You can't do the work God has created for you to do with a glad heart. You can't wake up and say, I'm back better than ever today. You can't be motivated and passionate and convicted to serve God if your foundation is all crooked. And that, look at all these people we're surrounded by whose foundations are totally jacked. And they're building structures in vain, and they don't even know it. And they don't even know all their houses are coming down. It's sad. It's sad. But I'm going to tell you, let me transition here, that it's all about foundations, my friend. If you want to understand the context of everything that's happening, you're going to have to go back to the book of Genesis, which is the foundation of the cosmos. It's the philosophical foundation. It's the scriptural foundation. It's the foundation of truth on which the entire cosmos is pillared. And anybody who is not centered on that foundation, which is set in the cornerstone of Jesus Christ, is coming down. Now you take that for what it means. I'm not going to say anything about anybody's salvation here. That's not my job. That's above my pay grade. But I will tell you this. The scripture that I follow says a house divided against itself, a family divided against itself, a nation divided against itself, a government divided against itself cannot stand. And I'm here to tell you, any structure that is divided against itself has a faulty foundation. It has a faulty foundation. And to understand this spiritual warfare that you're witnessing right now, and to understand what is happening and what you should be doing in it, I encourage you to turn to Psalm 11, where you will read that all of the foundations are crumbling. Foundations of the world, not the foundation of the scripture, not the authentic Genesis mission. in the book of Genesis, that foundation is set firm forever, for all eternity. That never crumbles. I'm talking about the artificial Genesis mission that they just launched in your government and around the world, in which they think they're going to build another tower to the skies in their own name, and that this thing's going to prosper and make everybody successful and cure all their diseases. I'm here to witness to you today as your friend and as a systems engineer and as a man who seeks the counsel and wisdom of God every day, that that tower's coming down. That tower's coming down. Oh, it will succeed for a while. And then while it succeeds, boy, there's going to be a lot of pain and suffering. Bible, I think the Bible refers to it as the great falling away, the great apostasy. There's going to be a lot of pain. And then it's coming down. You think God is going to allow mankind to build that type of altar and basically stand themselves up as the saviors and messiahs of mankind and come up with all of these retarded cures and medications made by robots and cast people into the chains of digital slavery for long? Well, he might allow it for a bit, but God will not and cannot be mocked. And I'm telling you right now, when you build a human tower, in this case of data, into the skies to make a name for yourself and to enrich you and your buddies while you're bankrupt and everybody else, God's only going to put up for you with you for so long. And then it's coming down. I'm just speaking biblical truth to you. I can prove it throughout the Bible. I'm not pulling this out of my back pocket. I'm telling you the biblical truth. It's coming down. It says anything that's built not in the name of the Lord is coming down. It says the builders build in vain. Why? Faulty foundation. Faulty foundation. Gosh, I would love to do more of a talk on physical therapy and rehab, because it is something that I spend a lot of time helping friends with. Bad backs, bad hips, and all that stuff. I'm not going to go down too far into that today. But anyways, physical therapy, that it's all kinetic, man. And whenever somebody comes to me with a problem, says, I got a problem with my hip, I got a problem with my knee, I got a problem with my back, I say, okay, let's look at your feet. Oh, let me give you a quick anecdote. Let me give you a quick testimony about this. When I really was convicted and repented, I believe that was the time that I received the Holy Spirit and this new power was on me. And I really wanted to straighten all my paths out and didn't fully yet understand that, you know, my job is to keep seeking God to help me straighten all those paths out. So I was still in Mr. Self-Reliance, self-fix-it mode. So I was trying to straighten all my own paths out initially. But I started walking miles, miles and miles every day. I had never done that before. The reason I had to walk is because I had this severe back injury. If anyone's read my book, God's Odds, I had this severe back injury. So I had to learn to just walk to get my exercise. I'd go for 6, 7, 8 mile walks. Well, I developed all this hip pain, really bad hip pain and groin pain. And I went to a physical therapist who, first thing he said was, we're going to put you on the treadmill and we're going to record your gait. G-A-I-T. I never heard of any of this before. This is back in 2009. He says, we're going to record your gait. And so he's got a camera down on the floor. And he tells me to get up on the treadmill. And I start walking. And he's recording me from the floor level of my feet. And then he does the front and the sides. And then he loads up this video. And then he goes, come over here and let's watch this together. If you've never heard of this before, your jaw's about to hit the floor and you might learn something revolutionary about your own physical fitness and perhaps why you're unable to walk or get out of bed or anything else, because this blew my mind apart. And so we watch this video and immediately you can see that one of my feet is like, okay, the foot comes down on the heel, right? And it's supposed to push off like this. Well, as it's coming down, it's doing this. And what that is called is overpronation, which I had never even heard of before. And when that happens, your foot is out of alignment. It makes your ankle out of alignment. And since it's a kinetic chain, and I want to remind you that your feet are your foundation, it goes all the way up the kinetic chain into your hip, into your back, into everywhere. And he goes, oh, there's the problem. I said, what are you seeing? Because I couldn't really tell what he was even looking at this point. He says, you're overpronating. He goes, let me see your shoes. I hope some of y'all's minds are being blown right now. This has so many spiritual parallels. It's not even funny. It's not even in my notes. I praise God for this foundational spiritual truth through this analogy. He said, let me see your shoes. So I gave him my shoes, and he flipped the shoes over, and he looked at the soles of my shoes. And he said, yep, there it is. And he showed me the wear patterns on the soles of my shoes. And he said, you see this? And on one shoe, on the outside of the heel, it was worn. On the other shoe, on the inside of the heel, it was worn. He said, your heels are supposed to land slightly on the outside. One of them's landing on the inside. It's causing a kinetic chain problem all the way up. It's causing your hip pain and your groin pain. I said, wow, I just can't even fathom. I would have never, ever dreamed of this. I would have went to a chiropractor to get my hip fixed or my groin fixed. I would have never dreamed that the problem was starting in my feet. He said, yeah, and that's because a lot of practitioners don't understand body foundations and kinetic mechanics. Are you hearing my words right now? He's saying doctors, even many chiropractors, they don't understand foundations of the human body. They don't understand kinetic relationships related to the foundation. And I'm sitting there with my mind completely blown, and I'm skeptical, and I'm thinking, this dude is some sort of genius, if this is true, because I've never heard, have you ever heard this before? How many people? Okay, let's just go poll people. Let's go ask 100 people who understand this. How many do you think would understand it? I'm going to say maybe one could pass this quiz of body mechanics and the importance of foundational kinetics and body mechanics. But I'm blown away. But see, as a system engineer, it immediately starts making sense to me because I'm like, oh, foundations, foundation, crooked foundation, crooked house. I could see it. I'm like, oh my God. He's like, so yeah, as a result of this inversion of your foot, your hip's messed up, your groin's messed up. By the way, have you been having any back problems? I said, heck yeah, I have. He said, it's all related. His name was Rob. I wonder if he's still in Folsom. Amazing physical therapist. By the way, he was a runner's physical therapist. He specialized in physical therapy for runners. And I remember specifically seeking a physical therapist that specialized in runners and sports medicine. You know why? Because I know those guys have the most knowledge when it comes to repetitive stress injuries. And because, you know, sports and walking and running, it's all repetitive stress. And I wanted somebody who understood. But I realize in retrospect, I was in the Word every day and I was praying to God, and I actually remember asking him, Father, help me understand why I have this pain, because it became so bad in my right hip, the burning, the aching, that I couldn't walk anymore. And I was literally begging him for help, saying, Father, you promised me that you'd send the Holy Spirit and he would teach me all things, and I want to learn. I want to understand what's causing this, Father. So here, I'm at Rob's office and he's explaining all this to me. My mind's blown. I remember texting my wife saying, you will not believe what God just taught me, because that's who my teacher is. And I knew I had prayed for it. And I said, what's the solution to this? He said, man, we just need to put some orthotics in your shoes. I said, orthotics? I go, aren't those for old people? He said, bro, orthotics are devices that will straighten your feet out and give your ankle time to heal and to readjust. I'm going to also give you some strengthening exercises to rebuild your arch, because my arch had flattened. He said, we'll put the orthotics in. We'll get your arch rebuilt. We'll retrain your foot to walk the correct way. I said, wait a second, Rob. How long do you think I've been walking the incorrect way? He said, probably your whole life. I'm sitting there going, Holy shit! Why didn't I learn this earlier in life? Why hasn't anybody taught me this? I've been walking crooked my whole life. My gait's been jacked up my whole life. No wonder I've had back problems. I have back problems since I was 22 years old. Oh my God. Why isn't this common knowledge? I remember asking him, why isn't this common knowledge? He goes, you think people really want you to be well? Dude, that wasn't even a Christian conversation. He said that. My mind was blown. Absolutely blown. But I want to tell you, before I get into the rest of this talk, I want to show you something. I want to show you that I have this all spiritual parallels. I have these in my shoes. And I've modified mine because it had a bunch of padding and stuff I didn't need. But the main firm foundation remains. You can hear this. It's plastic. And what this does is it keeps my arch in formation so my foot walks correctly and so it doesn't do this overpronating thing and it doesn't shoot bad signals up to my hip and my back and screw everything else up. And my feet have been corrected so much that I don't need the orthotics anymore. I can walk for actually months and not have any pain. But get this. If I walk too many months without the orthotics, my foot goes back to the way it was. And my friends, this is a universal law that cannot be broken. I'm going to give you another example many of you are familiar with. People with crooked teeth. What do? They go get braces, am I right? Orthotic is a brace, by the way. Orthotic is a brace. They go and they get braces or Invisalign. And what they do is they pull the teeth into the anatomically correct position. And that's exactly what the orthotic does. It pulls it in and so they will straighten things out. It's all spiritual parallels. It'll straighten things out because you can't straighten it out on your own. And by the way, I tried to walk with a straight foot without the orthotic, and it's impossible. It's probably just a genetic thing. I need the orthotic to walk perfectly straight with that foot, even though it's corrected it a lot. Well, with braces and with Invisalign, here's the truth about those. They will straighten out your teeth if you follow the prescription and you wear them as long as you're supposed to wear them. But when the cycle is over with and they take them off, if you don't wear the what, your teeth will go back to being crooked again. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the retainer. You gotta wear the retainer or the teeth go crooked again. Am I right? You gotta wear the orthotic or the foot goes crooked again. You gotta walk with the Holy Spirit or you go crooked again. I'm here to tell you the Holy Spirit is the orthotic. There's a reason Jesus said, beautiful are the feet. Beautiful are the feet of those who deliver good news. Why? Because the feet are the foundation. What's the foundation, Jesus Christ? The truth. Jesus Christ is the straightener. The Holy Spirit is the retainer. Hello! Oh, foundations are so important. Let's get back to Psalm 11:3. Psalm 11:3, the foundations are being shaken. What is a righteous man to do? Well, what is a righteous man? But maybe we need to talk about that for a minute because there seems to be a lot of confusion about this. Righteous man is one who puts his hope and trust and full faith in God and actually keeps in step with him. He keeps turning. He was turned at his regeneration and he keeps turning every day. It's not because of his own righteousness, because I've already explained that you can't make yourself right. You can't straighten out your own paths. You can't straighten out your crooked teeth. You can't straighten out your crooked foot. You need some help. And that's where the Holy Spirit steps in to straighten you out. That's why it said, submit to God in all of your ways, and he will straighten all of your paths. Yeah, you have to submit. Your part is submission. Don't let anyone tell you anything different. Your part is submission. So really, when you say, what is a righteous man? You can say, it is a man who submits to God. As his ruler, as his king, as his God. A righteous man is somebody who submits to God every day. That's what it means to pick up your cross and follow him. You submit to the resurrection way of Christ, which is the way of holiness, which is the way of goodness, righteousness, and truth. A righteous man is one who continually humbles himself and submits to the Lord so the Lord can straighten out all of his paths and straighten out his crooked heart. Because really, in all of these parallels here, when I'm talking about crooked feet and crooked backs and crooked hips, the spiritual parallel is crooked hearts, because the scripture says the heart is crooked. The heart is crooked above all things. It's many things. The heart is many things. As the song, love is a many splendored thing. The heart is a many splendored thing. It is layers and layers and layers and layers, deep and complex. But of all the things that the heart is, it's crooked. The Bible uses the word deceitful. That means it is filled with iniquity. Do you know what iniquity means? Do you know the difference between sin, transgression, and iniquity? Do you know that they're all related, but they're slightly different things? Sin is missing the mark. Transgression is going over marked boundaries. And iniquity is internal crookedness and warped wickedness. Did you know that? And did you know that the scripture says in 2 Timothy 2:19 that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord must turn from his iniquity? It's talking about a warpedness and crookedness of the heart. Crooked desire, evil motives, hidden agendas. That's what iniquity is. The Lord came to take away the sins of the world, did he not? And did not all the iniquities of men lie on his shoulders? Yes. Then why is Paul telling us that we must turn from our iniquities? Because it's a two-part process. He carried it all for you. He died for you to be able to live forever. But your part is to continue to submit to God so you can be conformed into his image, and he can make straight your crooked heart and your crooked desires so you can know him and you can love him and you can be one with him and you can be one with his people and church. Oh my gosh, it's a process. It's a beautiful process. But you know, they don't teach this. It's because they don't have a systemic understanding of the word of God. They don't understand how the house is built. They don't understand the foundational parts of it. Back to Psalm 11:3. The foundations are all breaking. They're all breaking down. We're talking about the foundations of the world, including governments, including nations, including constitutions. We as a people and other people have been standing on these foundations, and all these foundations are crumbling. They're all falling away. It's not the first time in history that it's happened. It happens in every epoch. Satan brings forth a new world. Did you know that? Do you know there's been multiple new world orders throughout civilization? And Satan's always coming up with a new one. Every age has its own form of universalism and new kingdoms and new worlds and promises of technology. Every generation has had it. Going back to the very first one in which Satan promised a new world to Adam and Eve, even better than the beautiful Garden of Eden they were living in. A new world order, he promised them, in which they would be God. And they're just doing it all again. It's cyclical. You're just witnessing another cycle of human insanity with this whole Genesis mission thing. Today, I want to declare clearly and loudly that it is going to become absolutely critical and crucial that you are able to discern between the authentic Genesis mission, which is the redemptive plan of God Almighty through and in Jesus Christ, and the artificial Genesis mission that was just launched by the government. Because I'm here to tell you, most people, they don't have the slightest understanding of the difference between those two things. They actually think they're related. Woo! That was just my opening. I'm laughing because I didn't even look at my notes once. I haven't even got to my notes yet. But what you just witnessed is the power of God in a vessel. I'm a vessel. I'm just letting him speak through me about goodness, righteousness, and truth, and the necessity of turning from iniquity, and the necessity of building on a solid foundation for what's coming. And what's coming is horrific. I say that as a evangelist. I say that as a minister of the word of God. first and foremost, but I also say that as a system engineer, as a system architect who has profound understanding of this technology, how it can be used for good and how it's being used for evil. You know, my friends, I'm not new to this technology thing. There's a lot of people on Facebook and other social media platforms that have all kinds of gimmicks to be influencers, and they're just leading people down all these different, thought holes, wormholes. And they're interesting and they're fascinating, but you will notice that the thing all these people have in common is they aren't engineers. They aren't system engineers. They don't understand this technology whatsoever. Not the slightest bit. They don't understand how it was built. These are the people that I have said don't know what HTML means, what HTTP means, the difference between a small language model and a large language model, weights and measures, alignment. They don't know what any of these terms mean. I don't say this to make people feel bad. The thing that I've been saying over and over is if you're going to be an influencer and you're going to lead people and you're going to be a thought leader, let alone the president of the United States, you should probably understand the basic vocabulary terms of the technology that you're installing in society. And I'm here to tell you, I don't just understand the basics. I'm an advanced understander of all of it. I lived it for 25 years. I've built the very types of systems that they're building right now. And yet I have people coming in my comments saying things like, well, I guess you haven't figured out yet that ChatGPT is a fallen demon. Well, I guess you haven't figured out yet that you're following the wrong people, lady. When you have got a physical problem with your body, you should be going to see a physical therapist. Am I right? If you got a physical handicap, I encourage you to go see a physical therapist. They are trained in body mechanics. They'll show you the kinetic relationships. They'll show you the root causes of your problems. By the way, you might be getting headaches. What if I told you the problem might be in your feet? But your doctor over at Kaiser or wherever else says, yeah, we're going to fix this neck problem once and for all. And he's in there with a scalpel and a drill, performing surgery on your neck, and you still got a messed up foot. Oh, that's everywhere in society. It's absolutely everywhere. Why? Because people aren't consulting the domain experts. They just go wherever the stupid culture sends them. Oh, I've got friends. I have a friend. Oh, I have a friend who got his massive back surgery. And it worked for a little while. And then his back went back to all the pain again. He had a massive back surgery. I didn't know him when he had the back surgery. But when he went to his doctor said, oh, your back is messed up, bro. You need a surgery, man. We need to do massive surgery on your back. You're going to be paralyzed. And he took the doctor's advice because he's just like the average sheep in America who lives in fear and in ignorance and doesn't seek any understanding and does not consult domain experts. Instead of going to a physical therapist, he went to a surgeon. Bad idea, bro. But anyways, God bless him. He's one of my best friends now. He met me on Facebook in a physical therapy group. And I'm in several physical therapy groups on Facebook in which I help people avoid unnecessary surgeries. There's lots of spiritual parallels here. I hope you're tracking with them. Yes, people come on and say, I have this problem, I have that problem, and I get them back to the source. I say, let's look at your feet first. I have them send videos of me. I look at their gait just like I was taught to do. I show them what's wrong with their feet. They fix their feet, and up, there goes the rest of their problems get fixed too. Wow, isn't that amazing? Once you set yourself on the right foundation, the rest of the problems cleared up. Why? Because God is an incredible architect and designer, and your body has the ability to regenerate. Of course it does. Maybe not grow a new limb, but I'll tell you what, he'll straighten out whatever limb problems you have if you get down to the root of the problem. But anyways, so my friend, he saw me in this Facebook group, and he saw me giving counsel to somebody else, saying, send me a video of your gait. I want to see what your feet look like, and send me a photo of the soles of your feet. Soles, get it? Soles, spiritual parallel. And he sent me a private message and said, MJ, I got this massive back surgery, and I'm still having all kinds of problems, man. My back hurts. My hips hurt. I'm in pain all the time. I don't want to take medications. I've seen your posts. You're a natural healer. You don't want people on meds. I want to see if I can learn something from you. And so, of course, I did the same thing. I said, let me see your gait. I said, let me see the soles of your shoes. And he showed me all these things. And I showed him all the imbalances. You know what one of the most visible imbalances was? I told him to send me a picture of both of his calves from behind. Because this is something else Rob taught me, is that if you are favoring one side will grow weak and the other side will grow strong. And that was my case too. I actually had a retarded right calf. I had a nice muscular structured left calf and my right calf was like, I don't know, maybe 2/3 the size. He says, you notice the size difference here? You've been favoring this side, man. No wonder you have back problems. Oh, well, you know, he spared me back surgery. If you've read my book, you know that I was told I needed back surgery also. In fact, the surgeon told me, because I was still back walking in the fog of institutional delusion also and healthcare delusion, a bunch of people getting people into surgery so they can make a ton of money without actually ever addressing their root causes, making all kinds of retarded AI medications and vaccines and cures that actually don't even address the root problem, but actually create more problems. Hey, do you know how many pharmaceuticals are coming out right now that they're using AI to make? We need to do a special on that. It is insane. And what I had hoped to do was to start off this broadcast by saying that the COVID vaccine is an AI shot, because I want to talk more about it, because it's such a retarded vaccine and it retarded people's immune systems and their bodies. And my whole point was to say, if you put AI in charge of everything, it's retarded and it's going to retard everything. And that is the truth. But at any rate, I almost got surgery myself because I was a scared sheep. And I looked to authorities and doctors like they were oracles of wisdom that were beyond reproach and that nobody could question. And it's like, you know what I'm talking about. Doctors have attitude, man. They roll into the waiting room, a lot of them, and they're like, what's your problem? And then they speak to you with such authority. And if you're a lost sheep, you just listen to everything they say because you're in pain and you're scared. And you just listen to everything they say. And what happens? How many people get surgeries they didn't need? You should check the statistics. It's insane. Unnecessary surgeries. Anyhow, I said to my friend, who I had met again through this group, I said, send me all your stuff. He did. I looked at his calves, and of course, one is much bigger than the other. And it's obvious what has happened. He's also overpronating. The foot is turning inward as he's walking. I said, dude, go down, because his overpronation wasn't even as bad as mine. I said, go down to your sports store, get you some green Goodfeet. Goodfeet is a type of orthotic that's, I don't know if it's still affordable. Everything is through the roof now. But there was a time when you could get some Goodfeet for like, I don't know, $28. And the green version is the stiffest version. Not as good as a medical orthotic, like the one I showed you earlier, but still a really good orthotic that'll straighten your feet out for the most part. I said, go get you some green feet. Put them in your shoes. Do not take them out of your shoes. I want you to wear them straight for the next 6 months. In fact, even when you're in your house, another black SUV. I don't know. It's so weird. I mean, is this just a complete coincidence? Maybe. I don't know. Y'all have seen these black SUVs around me. I don't know. I'm not paranoid. I just think it's interesting. Go get some green feet. Straighten out your foundation. 6 months, and I want you to wear them when you're indoors also. He said, then maybe I'll get two pairs. Put a pair in my slippers too. I said, definitely. No more walking around barefoot in the house. By the way, you walking around barefoot and you have this pronation problem I'm talking about, it's probably the reason you have the hip and the back problems, and maybe even the neck problems, and maybe even the shoulder problems, because your foundation's all crooked. So he got a couple pairs. Do you know, I didn't even message him after that. I just waited to hear back from him. I didn't hear anything from him. I'm like, what's happened to my man? So I finally reached out to him after about a month, maybe a month and a half, I forget. I said, what's going on with you, man? I haven't heard from you. He said, oh, man, I've been so busy. And I knew right then and there, I knew right then and there that it worked when he said, I've been so busy. Because one of the things he said to me when we first met was, dude, I'm in so much pain. I don't have time to do everything I need to do for my family. He's a baseball coach. He's just an great, amazing family man, husband, father. I can't even do this stuff. He said, I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to get back at you. And of course, you can get too busy. It's all about balance. Don't think I'm endorsing busyness to the extent that you don't have time for the Lord. Everything's got to have balance, or everything gets thrown out of balance again. You need the retainer, the Holy Spirit. He said, I've been so busy, I have not had time to reach out to you and say, thank you, my pain is gone. Then I got another message from him saying, holy shit, I bet you I didn't need that surgery. Yeah, way, bro, and it's your whole country, and it's not just physical fitness, and it's not just biomechanics. It's everything. People are wise in their own eyes. They think they're gods. They think they don't need any wisdom from domain experts. They think they're going to figure out AI by themselves without consulting someone who actually understands the technology. This is why I keep telling you guys, you shouldn't be, you live in a technological age in which they're using information technology to completely enslave your society, rob your jobs, put you under surveillance state. Don't you think you want to hear from the people that understand the technology? And by the way, don't you think that you want leaders who understand the technology? You've got leaders in the highest offices of the land bragging about how smart they are, when they don't know the first thing about any of this technology. That's why I say to these people who tell me, dude, the president's way smarter than you. He's brilliant, bro. He's playing 5D chess. They say, Mark, he's got a mind that makes your little bird brain totally insignificant. You have nothing to share with me. If you were as smart as that man, you would have billions of dollars. Fool, listen to yourself. God does not describe success and victory by money. He describes it as knowledge and wisdom. Are you kidding me? He says the man who builds his value up in money is worth nothing. What book are you reading from? That's why I've said in jest, but I say it seriously too, as an actual offer. And if it's not me, it can be somebody else. If the president wants to do a cognition test, if he wants to do an IQ test, then let's do one based on the technology that he's installing into every single government system, into every single classroom, and every single business, and every single data center in America. Can we at least test his technical knowledge? Is that too much to ask? Are you really going to go to a car mechanic for a back problem? I'm here to tell you, people, you have gone to a business real estate developer for a technology problem. And the problem is that the technology people are deceiving him daily. They're selling him vaporware. They're selling him a system that is absolutely destined for failure due to biblical truth that says anything built not in the name of God is built in vain and will come down. Do you not care about your country enough to hear from the opposition like me about the technology and where it's going? If they don't put the regulations in place, if they don't put the worker protections in place, if they don't put the consumer protections in place, don't you want to ensure that if they're going to build this thing, it's built on a solid foundation? I guess America doesn't care. These are the same Americans going to a surgeon for back pain. My God. And yet I'm going to have people come on my threads, to a system architect's threads, who has literally built these systems, that has profound understanding of this technology, and say, you need to figure out that ChatGPT has fallen demons. Lady, you need to figure out who the domain experts are and start listening to them now, before it's too late. You'd do very well to read my book, Total Tech Takeover, shameless plug. Why? Because it's profound insights from the technology itself, drawing from human knowledge and biblical wisdom as to why it is a horrible idea.
And this concludes part one of Foundations, Breaking Free with MJ. Check out part two.